This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now it is 5:44, and for today on Twitter, it's all about how in my day a fishball cost a cent, or more specifically, how the price of movie tickets have gone up. Because the truth is, right, we have all heard this, no matter what generation, from our parents about how back in the day, I don't know why my father's benchmark is always fishballs. It's why I went with that.
Mine were noodles, like from a specific cart.
Yeah, noodles or fish balls or movie tickets, which is where the actual beginning of our story today lies.
Yes, so Ushar Daniel tweeted out, I came from a time where movie tickets were 6 ringgit. This is actually a reply to another tweet by Robotis, who says, movie tickets plus popcorn plus water for 2 people comes up to 83 ringgit. Stay strong, wahai anak muda, inflation is real. And this, of course, spawned a huge conversation, not just about the price of movie tickets, but as you would expect it, it goes on to be, back in my day, I paid this much for roti canai. Back in my day, and actually what struck me was that back in my day is like 5 years ago.
Yes, that's true. I tried earlier to translate wahai anak muda, but I didn't want to in the end. I feel like that doesn't work if you don't say the actual phrase in Bahasa. All right, so if we look at it, there are a fair amount of cinema-related tweets. Chiral says, remember I watched Van Damme's Kickboxer for 3 ringgit at the lower level, upper level 4 ringgit. I cannot believe I am that old. Chiral, actually, if I'm going based off of price, I don't think you're that old at all. We're going to get some others that are cheaper.
Especially when you're talking about cinemas that are upper and lower level, I think I can imagine exactly which era you're talking about. We have Fakri who says, minus 3 ringgit, children's tickets in the middle of the 80s, traditional pawagam, do a story, below normal class, above is more expensive.
Tamis says, mine was 25 cent for neck-breaking seats and then 40 cent for first-class seats. Love the description of neck-breaking because actually, even today, right, if you're late to buy your tickets and you just have to watch it that day or, you know, you're worried that it's, you just want to catch it on that weekend, it's still neck-breakers. You might be paying, you know, 20 bucks per ticket. It's still a neck-breaking ticket. Dinesh says, back in my day, I love the phrase, back in my day, it was 2 ringgit 50 cents, but there would also be the odd rat or cockroach sharing the seat with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what communal watching means.
Who else is going to eat the chewing gum that's stuck
also
at the side?
Just wanted to say I've paid 10 ringgit for tickets and then still had a rat, so I feel like that's not an optional thing.
Have you had a rat?
Yeah, I don't know whether you remember a while ago there was a series of complaints about one of the cinemas just having rats in one of the malls.
Okay, I do not remember it. My worst experience was a wet patch on the seat next to me. Unexplained provenance, not
lovely,
sure.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely.
Class.
Let's see, we have Sharum Lassam saying, I used to stay back in the evening and make plans to Star Cineplex Kuching for 5 ringgit movies every Wednesday. Fun times. Sometimes 8 ringgit and popcorn was only 9.90.
Then we've got stuff that's a bit more up to date. And okay, I'm just going to give you a quick recap, right? Because so far we've had 3 ringgit, 3 ringgit again for children's tickets in the 80s, mid-80s. Then we've had 25 cents, 40 cents, 2 ringgit 50. And now, for context, we've got Darlene who says, I went on Wednesday and the ticket was 34 ringgit for 3 people. Popcorn set and water for 3 people again, 36 ringgit. All in all, 70 ringgit, and then the okay emoji hand. And I have to say, actually, decent prices. That's not bad.
Sounds about right. Mm. We have Atika who says, 2 tickets for MX40X plus 1 regular popcorn, 1 Milo ice, 1 mineral water, 80 ringgit. That's what I assume that sounds like.
Chris, taking us a bit international, saying, I bought a ticket in Singapore for Thor Love and Thunder and the amount was 27 Singapore dollars, and that's just the tickets for 2 people. So the exchange rate right now is about 3, right? Like, I think it's roughly there.
3 point something.
So in other words, that's 90 ringgit. So 45, 40-ish bucks per person.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, I always find actually comparing it to other countries is the best way to not feel so bad about what we pay for tickets here. Now the conversation progresses to not just movie tickets, but where it gets really interesting, the noodles and the fishball area. Because Lucy says, the fried tofu during fasting month is 2 ringgit 40 cent. Now it's gone up to 4 ringgit or 4.50. Sadly, I don't know why.
I think it's so many things, unfortunately, right? It's the oil, it's the bad economy, it's the few years of not having param business. There's a lot kind of baked into that. Meanwhile, we also have Jack who says, it used to be at the university, 5 ringgit a day, 2 nasi lemak during the day, 3 nasi lemak at night, 50 ringgit, you survive 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, those were the days. And Kwa says, during my time, it was 65 cents for a third class movie ticket. Meanwhile, roti and teh tarik, 30 cents Fridays after school.
Nice. Sharmila, what's your benchmark item? Is it a movie ticket? Is it a single fishball?
Back in my day, actually, it's yong tau fu, because we used to have a yong tau fu stall in my school. And you could have a plate of yong tau fu for less than 3 ringgit.
So I tend to look at drinks because I am no matter where I am around Malaysia, my drink order doesn't change. It is a teh ais limau kosong. And so because of that, it's actually quite easy to gauge as things go up. And it's easy also when you are in, for example, Sabah, where to be fair, they give you lemon, you know, the difference in price and understanding all that. So yeah, anyways, let us know. Back in your day, how much were things? Pick a thing, pick any item. Talk to us about it. Whether it is movie tickets, whether it's food, we want to hear from you. How have things changed? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:55. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we're looking back now at messages that we got for our Today on Twitter, where it was all about, you know, back in my day, noodles cost 30 cent, essentially. But that conversation primarily about movie tickets, because of course, things have changed there quite a bit. And we were asking you, back in your day, what did things cost? Pick an item, compare and contrast, and send us your thoughts. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we have lots of messages.
Well, Legion says, my father's time, movie ticket free if you can sneak in without getting caught by the staff.
Yes. So firstly, yes. But the other thing is the method of it was also strange, right? Because you could buy a ticket, kind of wander in, catch maybe the end of another movie, and then stick around till the movie just started again, and then watch it till the point that you watched it, and then leave.
Or walk out, see what else is playing elsewhere, walk in the middle, leave out, go to the bathroom. Yeah, there are many options that are possible if you're going the nefarious, don't want to pay route.
Nefarious, and also just like, I actually can't imagine watching a movie that way, but I think that if you were trained on not on demand, then it's actually an entirely different sort of viewing habit.
Spencer says, back in the day, I paid 80 cents to watch Death on the Nile starring Peter Ustinov and Olivia Hussey. Man, and then if you watch Death on the Nile now, you'd have to pay nearly 20 ringgit. That hurts.
I love the specific mention of which Death on the Nile it was and the price. Meanwhile, we have Shamsul who says, when I studied in the States, they had cinemas for a dollar for movies that just stopped showing 1 to 2 months ago. Why don't we have it here? This is a great point in terms of the difference between the Cineplex style that we have here, the kinds of distribution of film that we have in Malaysia versus elsewhere, where, I mean, in the States, it's true that you could catch movies that were from like 6 months ago, for example, just paying for a much reduced price.
The $1 cinema when I was studying in Perth was actually one of my favorite places because, you know, not all movies made it to TV that fast. So you could watch a movie that's about 6 months old and still feel like you got it at a great deal. Lynette says, I started my working life with lunch at 1 ringgit 50 cents for a plate of mee rebus. My standard one recess was 5 cents for a bowl of porridge.
These are the stories I love hearing, mostly because 5 cent coins are on the verge of, I don't know, I don't even know how useful they still are anymore. Yeah. Back in the day, you could get a bowl, a whole bowl of porridge. KY Ho is bringing up an otai move that I know of and yet I personally have not done and now I want to do. Char kway teow, 80 cent, cheaper if you bring your own egg.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
Can you still do it? I mean, I sound too interested, I realize, but I didn't know.
I think you can still do it. I've not done it mostly because I lack the foresight to grab the egg before.
Carry an egg out with you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just in case, right? Who knows? But yeah, I've not done it. I've always envied, I just thought it was such a cool move to walk up and like hand someone an egg.
Moving away from food, Nikki says, Indian barber haircut, 80 cent in the 70s, now 13 ringgit.
Oh, that's a good one. And that's, again, a nice benchmark, right? Because it's something that you would be getting on a very regular basis, like twice a month, once a month. So it's something that you can really gauge as things go along. Alvin says, Teh Opanas, 30 cents in the year 2022, verified. Each time I am back in my wife's hometown of Kota Terengganu, I make sure to order from that particular mamak. I kid you not.
Wow. Okay, you better keep that secret. Otherwise, I feel like lots of people are going to start lining up for that 30 cent pay.
I noticed the lack of a name. Mm. Like, you named the town, but then you did not name the mamak. So, you know, just, all right. I mean, cool, Alvin. We see you. keep those thoughts coming. We are talking today about the things that used to cost whatever they cost way back when, the back in my day of conversations. And this came from a tweet that spoke about how, well, movie tickets used to be 6 ringgit. And then other people chimed in going, well, actually, it used to be 25 cents. So we'd like to hear from you. What is something where the price has changed a lot from back in your day? Just pick an item, share it with us. What do you use to benchmark? You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us. Now, just looking ahead to what's coming up at 6 o'clock on Inside Story, we're going to be unpacking a statement from the Prime Minister about how chicken subsidies were reduced because anyone could access them, including foreign workers and refugees. So, yeah, we're just going to be looking into that. And we'd like to hear from you. What did you make of the statement? Again, you can get in touch and we'll be back for that after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.